Hi, all. This is the podcast Miracles Manifesting. Welcome. So today I figured I would do a short recording to talk about the importance of persistence, but also what it means to win and to lose. Quotes around those words. Because I have a very different perspective when it comes to quote-unquote winning and quote-unquote losing. And there was one thing that I've noticed. I watch the TV show Survivor, and I have for many, many years. There was a time when I didn't watch it for a while, but I remember watching it the first year that it came out. And it's just a show that I've always been fascinated with through the years. So, at any rate, a few years back, the host of the show, Jeff, I'm blanking on his last name, which is surprising, but at any rate, he started referencing the tribe that came in last as losers. And I think this is no coincidence. I mean, it was around the time of the Donald Trump presidency too, I believe. So, and then, you know, there's all this talk about losers. And I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it like at all. Because I think it's just part of the story. It's not the end of anyone's story. And today I was on YouTube and I saw a video by Lindsay Sterling. She put out a new video and new song, and it's called like The Unspoken Her, I think the song is, something like that. And the video is astounding, and I read in the comments that about all the perspectives of in the video it shows her in different times of her career, and it starts out when she was a young girl. There's this underlying voice, a vocal track, where you can hear the judges from America's Got Talent giving her feedback on her performance, which was pretty crushing for her at the time, the things that they said. And she didn't stop. There were people, I'm sure, who would call her a loser. But what really, you know, frustrates me, kind of, about all this abuse of that word, frankly, and on the show Survivor is, you know, I don't think there are any losers. There's the tribe that comes in last and they get punished for it, but ultimately they come out as winners because they have to endure like really very difficult situations, environmentally and mentally and everything else. So, like, that experience is very valuable. And it's so interesting because I think athletes get told this all the time, that the importance, at least before it started changing, you know, it's even changed in the sports world, I think. I watched like a Judge Judy episode where it was a child's baseball team, right? So it's kids little league, and the adults involved were like, oh my gosh, something happened, like the coach of one of the teams lied, and it turned out to be like a fist fight and stuff, but these people are way too intense. And now it's getting to the point where adults and parents feel like they have to lie if they want to, for their child or their son to not experience, I don't know, something happens, and then I don't know all the ins and outs, but the point is it's all sounds pretty crooked to me. And there's this pressure now where everything has to be perfect, or like if there's people feel a pressure to like really protect the winnings of the team, you know, make sure that the team wins. There's far too much like emphasis on winning. I mean, if you're going to cheat, shit, that's not winning. So, something to think about. But so it really bothers me when I hear this. I think that the society and the overall kind of feel of life on the world stage, or like in out in public in society, it's far too competitive, to the point where it's gotten toxic and unhealthy. Oh, so yeah, I was talking about like coaches. Some good coaches will talk about the rewards of losing, or how to be a good sport, right? How to be a good sport. There's silver lining in that. Not necessarily rewards, not at the time, or at least it doesn't feel like it, but it comes in later. That's wisdom. This is smarts, life smarts. So, you know, I just think that somehow those lessons need to be taught again, or absorbed, or seen, modeled. That'd be nice. All right. I really do think that quality is important. The quality of a person's intention, authenticity, and really having that like all rooted in living your highest good. Everyone like living their highest good as much as possible, all the time, and reaching for that. And what is that in any given situation? I mean, there's all this, you know, there's a lot of stress and overwhelm in the world today, and I think a lot of people get tempted to sort of think and stay and live in denser, like heavier energetic resonances, right? Because it's what we live and breathe. And if it's a more and that's not to say that life isn't hard and that we all get depressed. I mean, I actually would argue that probably 90 some odd percentage of people walking around today are in some form of depression. Everyone's just dealing with it. So it's even more important to try to reach for something better in these trying times. So I'll leave you with that. Thank you so much for listening to the little podcast today. Stay tuned for more, and until then, be safe, be well. Thanks.